Build a mass party that fights for free education. Adam Powell Davis. Socialist students. Every year, hundreds of thousands of students leave university into a world of low pay and temporary contracts, owing the government close to £30,000. The moment we graduate, this figure starts growing. And that's just to cover tuition, leaving aside loans to cover the cost of rent and food. However, there is no question that the wealth exists in society for education to be run as a free public service, available to all. After all, billionaires' wealth has increased by $5 trillion to $13.8 trillion since March 2021. The question is, who owns and controls this wealth, and how is it used? Free education is entirely possible. After all, university tuition fees were not introduced in Britain until 1998, under newly elected New Labour Prime Minister Tony Blair. In contrast, as Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn showed the huge support for free higher education when students, young people and workers joined mass rallies in the run-up to the 2017 general election. The 2019 election manifesto Grey Book estimated the cost of abolishing tuition fees and restoring maintenance grants for full-time and part-time students at £13.6 billion. The obstacle is the profit system and the defenders of capitalism. Corbyn's anti-austerity program was met with disdain by Tory and right-wing Labour MPs, who claimed there is no magic money tree. Yet the same Tory government has shown that the money can be found when the capitalist system they defend is under threat, spending over £400 billion since COVID struck, including the £37 billion set aside for the botched test and trace system. The current tuition fee system leaves university graduates saddled with debt for much of our working lives. In fact, the government predicts that only 25% of current undergraduates will have paid off their debt by the time they retire. The situation is only set to worsen following the Tories' announcement that the student loan debt repayment window will be extended from 30 to 40 years, and the repayment threshold lowered. Alongside free education, we need institutions that are fully funded by government and controlled by students, workers and the wider working class. This would bring to an end the university management's vicious attacks on the conditions of staff in the name of balancing the books. But who will launch the fight for free education? Under Keir Starmer, the Labour Party has taken a clear rightward turn to the side of big business. As of yet, the current Labour leader has not officially renounced his 2020 campaign pledge to support the abolition of tuition fees. But he has retreated from nationalising utilities, suspended Jeremy and introduced rule changes designed to lock out the left from taking the leadership again. And where was Starmer when students were organising rent strikes last year? When Young Labour urged him to back the rent strikes, he did not respond. A Labour spokesperson refused to confirm the party's position. Starmer's right-wing machine has even gone as far as prohibiting access to Young Labour social media accounts, in an attempt to censor Labour's official youth wing. Starmer is hell-bent on completing Labour's reconfiguration into a safe pair of hands for British capitalism. It is difficult to imagine him ever demanding the super rich pay for education. This is why it is time for students to build a new mass movement, starting with campus-wide rallies of students and university workers already on strike, to discuss the next steps to fight cuts and marketization. But without a political alternative outside the Labour Party, students would be fighting with one hand tied behind our backs. A mass movement of students fighting for free education would be strengthened by representatives in Westminster like Dave Nellist, fighting on our side against the bosses. Even just a modest tax or levy on the vast wealth of the super rich would be enough to provide free education and reinstate maintenance grants. But why should the capitalists maintain their control over our education and over the economy and the rest of society? Socialists fight for the wealth and resources to be owned and controlled by the majority, the working class. By nationalizing the banks and big business, to be run under democratic workers' control and management, a socialist government could plan production to meet everyone's needs. Only such socialist measures, coordinated with socialist movements internationally, could guarantee a flourishing, free education system on a permanent basis.